Yes, RTU 98.5. I did not turn your mic on, sorry. There you go.
Is mine on?
Yes, yours is on. Hey, so it's just gone past 9 a.m. We're talking about something a little different on my show today, a.k.a. sports, all the things that come with that. And we have an elite athlete in the studio right now, representing New Zealand at the powerlifting world championships.
Nice.
In the coming weeks.
Yes.
I haven't even introduced him. It's Ben Calder Lee.
Kia ora. Hello.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
You sound good. No, you said it right. It was perfect.
No. How should it? Is it Calder?
Calder.
Calder.
Yes. No, that's
perfect.
What
I said. Eugene.
That. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Anyway, how are you feeling, Mr. Potential world champion?
I'm feeling good. Feeling pretty strong. Put a lot of hard training into this prep. So,
yeah, right.
Feeling really good.
Great. Yeah. You're off to Malta for the. What are they called? The powerlifting world championships.
The world junior championships.
Junior.
So it's the best junior powerlifters in the world. Okay. All around the world.
And what? You're 21.
Yes. So it's anyone that's under the age of, I'm probably going to butcher this, 23. Under the age of 23. So the year you turn 24 is when you're
no longer a junior.
Yes.
In the powerlifting world.
Yes.
Now, Eugene and myself were on here a couple of weeks ago. Hello, by the way, Eugene.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And we probably butchered a lot of information about powerlifting. We were pretty sure he just ate protein all day.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Beef mints, protein shakes, and push-ups.
I think that's a bit of a stereotype.
Is that not like a diet of an athlete?
Not myself.
Right, okay. So what is the world of a powerlifter entail? Mm. What's your daily routine?
For sure. I've been in the gym about 5 to 6 days a week, so it's not too intense, I guess, the training, but it's just consistency, showing up and doing more than last time, really.
Right.
But it's also doing more out of the gym. Like, you've got you have determination in what you do and the way you eat.
Yeah, for sure.
Sleep.
Yeah, because you must have to, like, I assume, dieting stuff's a big part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Nutrition plays a big role in any sport.
So do you have lots of protein shakes?
The main thing is just hitting your daily protein target. So protein is like a really good macronutrient.
Macros!
That helps with recovery and repairing your muscle tissues, basically.
So do you have to eat, a cow a day?
So we roughly aim for your body weight in kilos times two. So, like, I'm 83 kilos, so whatever times two, that is one.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so it's not too much protein, really. We're actually pretty chillax with our nutrition, making sure that we're eating enough and eating enough protein is the main thing. I think you're probably referring to a bodybuilder, probably.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's kind of my next big thing.
Yes.
Is powerlifting versus, like,
bodybuilding,
weightlifting.
For sure.
Nah, bodybuilding's like the cop-out one, right?
No, it's definitely still a sport, and it requires a lot of discipline and hard work.
Do you reckon the sport aspect comes into, like, bodybuilders on Love Island? Because, like, that's a stereotype. Like,
well, they love themselves. And No, I think it's still a sport, and you have to put a lot of hard work and effort into it.
Really?
There's lots of parallels between any sort of weight training. But the main difference is Olympic weightlifting. Well, they're just different disciplines. So Olympic.
Yeah, right. So, but you lift weight, right?
Yes, well, technically. So that's where the sort of confusion can come into play. Because, we are lifting weight, but it's technically powerlifting. So,
but how?
What's the difference?
Yes. So powerlifting is the squat, bench press, and deadlift.
Okay.
So they're quite simple gym movements.
Right.
And Olympic weightlifting is the snatch, which is the one you lift overhead,
Yeah, right.
And the clean and jerk.
So are you saying you've chosen the easier option?
Some might say that.
That explains a lot about his personality. Yeah.
But just because the movements are simple doesn't necessarily mean the sport training is simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You still got to hit those protein macros, Liam.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have here, this is openpowerlifting.org.
Oh, yes.
We've got Ben Calder Lee, your statistics here.
Yeah, so that's
so
my
we've
best.
Got a table of content of numeracy here. So are these like all your...
So those are all my comps in front of the screen.
Right, you've done quite a few competitions.
Yeah, I think there is another tab.
Wow.
We can't actually say it, but I accidentally registered just Ben Lee on registration. So
it's, you would.
So my last previous comp is under Ben Lee, which is my better numbers.
So personal best, let's not take these as accurate necessarily.
Yes.
Squat 529.1. Is that grams?
So that's called a, I don't know. I'm assuming that's referring to, so there's like a specific formula.
Is that like averaging out a bunch of stuff?
So they take into account your body weight and your sets.
So when you when you're in competition and doing a lift, you would, because don't weightlifters get three goes or something?
Yeah, so you got three attempts in powerlifting too. So the usual goal is to open lighter and build your way up to like a 1RM attempt. If you're going to open too heavy, like that just risk failing, basically. And if you fail three attempts in a row, you'd get disqualified. So
So is it...
You can turn your phone off.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Rude. Put your phone on silent, please.
It's on. It is now.
So it's a logic there, like, if you went in and just lifted something heavy versus if you lifted a couple of lighter things first, can you then lift even heavier things?
Well, it's just to build confidence, really.
Mental game.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental game in powerlifting and strength sport.
Really?
Yes, a lot more than you think.
If you went to the gym, Liam, you'd actually know.
Oh, that was a bit harsh.
Wow. And what makes you think I'm lifting weights in the gym?
Well, look at you. Your arms aren't too big, are they?
No, they're not. I'm not lifting weights.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I interrupted.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
Rude, Eugene. And what are you doing at the gym, Eugene? Are you representing New Zealand at the powerlifting?
He's biking. Yeah, I'm on the cycle at the moment.
Oh, right. Are you representing New Zealand in...
I'm representing the Rangiora district.
When
I'm out there doing my thing.
In what, STD statistics?
Nah, you know, when I'm riding around, people are like, look at that man. He's a good old Rangiora boy getting some fitness into him.
I love it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm sure they're saying that. So it's a competitive mind game industry. Do you talk shit to the other competitors?
UFC style?
Nah, that's not really in the ethics of powerlifting, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Combat sports is a lot more popular with that sort of trash talk. But I've heard about it a little bit, but it isn't a big enough sport to really talk.
Right, shit. Right. But if you were to, like... In theory, trash talk would be like, I heard you can't even lift a bookshelf, like that sort of thing.
It's more like not training to the standard. So there's specific standards you have to hit, like in powerlifting. So squatting deep enough is like main one for squat.
Right, yeah.
So if someone ever posts their, you know, squats on Instagram, all powerlifters basically live on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite a popular sort of spot for them.
Oh, okay.
So all trying to find their future ex-girlfriend.
Gosh. Yeah, so if anyone's sort of not adhering to the comp standards, so not squatting, not squatting deep enough, or not pausing their bench press, or not locking out their deadlifts, then that's where, I don't know, trash talk might come
about. Okay. Yeah, your squat isn't deep enough, bro.
Well, usually you would say it would be high. This is higher than, like, Snoop Dogg or something.
Damn,
like that.
That's some shallow squatting you got
there. You didn't
there.
Come sit on my face with your squat.
Well,
I don't know if that would work.
Yeah, that wasn't really trash talk. Yeah, it was just...
You're too high, you know.
That's like flirting,
isn't it? That was aggressive flirting,
Well, so, he is going to Malta.
So Malta. Yes. Do we know much about Malta, really?
It's a little island underneath Italy.
Yeah, it is. It's part
they
of.
They use euros. He found out yesterday.
No, it is a separate country.
Oh, it is. Yes. Oh, it's a Republic of Malta. I see.
It's very pretty.
It looks very pretty.
Very hot.
If you want to fly over right now, it's about 3.4k to go see Ben perform.
Yeah. Well, the whole country itself is. It's pretty tiny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite small.
So, is. Is Malta big for powerlifting, or is it just their turn?
So where powerlifting comps get held, we were just discussing this before me and Eugene, it's quite random. Not really too sure how it works, but it's basically whatever federation puts their hands up, and it's got the capabilities to host those big events.
Really?
And where they host it is even more interesting, I found, Liam.
Yeah.
Where are they hosting us?
Well, the games this year.
Yeah.
It's at so usually it's in a hotel. In a conference room. So it looks really fancy.
What?
Yeah. I know. They don't do it in a gym. They're in a hotel conference room.
Why would you not do it at a gym?
Well, because there's hundreds of people going to be in watching for Worlds.
Of course. Right.
And all you really need for a powerlifting competition is a platform and a combo rack and plates. So you don't really need much.
Because in the day, you're only squatting, deadlifting, and... benching. Yeah, that's exactly. All you need.
Yeah,
you
only
need
right.
You only need one platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's... Wow, okay, that seems really odd to me, but okay.
But it's kind of intelligent.
Yeah,
like,
I get
you think
it.
About it.
Well, yeah, so a gym wouldn't really make sense because...
It's too much equipment in the way.
Yeah, you'd just have to move it around.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The thing with a hotel is that's where usually all the athletes stay at the same time.
Right, so it's all in the same place. Easy.
Yeah. We green room in your hotel room.
Is that because they don't want, like, you know, the powerlifters to go out in public?
No, it's more to limit doping. So if they're all in the same building, it's going to be a lot harder, basically.
Now, honesty hour, are you doping?
No, I'm not. I am a natural athlete.
Athlete.
So the federation I compete in is...
No, not that type of natural, Liam.
Hey, we're live on air right now.
Come on, guys. Now, so how long are you away for?
So I leave this Saturday and back on the 15th of September. So
okay, like 2 weeks ish. Right. What are you? So are you competing the whole time you're there? Are you gonna have a holiday?
So I'm only competing for one day. Well, it's not even a day. It'll be about 3 hours.
Oh my god!
So yeah, you've just got 9 attempts. So the day will only be, I don't know,
9 attempts.
You got 9 attempts.
So 3 on each thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's it.
Yeah, but you gotta consider all the warming up you need to do, all the preparation, weigh-ins.
All the protein consumption.
Oh, the macros, I need to get them.
Yeah, all the macros. Well, I mean, and you wouldn't want to. 3 goes, like, there's not many opportunities.
No, it's not much, especially if you miss one or two. Like,
yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. So, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else obviously has their go.
Yeah.
And you just wait for results.
Essentially, so you've got what's called flights of lifters. So a flight of lifter, I think my flight's going to be like 10 or so people. And they basically, it goes from lowest weight to highest weight. So sort of repeating system. So I'll have a coach here that will be sort of game day handling me. So they'll be in charge of attempts, what to do next, what to load on the bar.
Wow.
Yeah. So
insane.
I just lift. Their job is to put in the right numbers for me to... try and get a placing or try and get a squat medal.
So you really do nothing?
Yeah, but...
That sums up most of his life.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
He spelled his own name wrong in his competition form.
Oh, jeez.
It sounds quite simple on paper, but there is a lot of stress.
Right.
And a lot of hard work that has gone on.
Oh, my gosh. So, what are you going to do the rest of the time?
So beforehand, I get in 6 days before I compete, so that should be enough time to... get rid of the jet lag as much as possible.
Right, yeah.
Then compete on the Friday, which is going to be actually 6 p.m. New Zealand time.
Okay. Is that, yeah, can we watch? Yeah, is it broadcast?
So I will probably post on my Instagram a live stream.
Which is Ben.Lift.
Yeah, that's right.
With the kids.
You're quick into that one.
Well, I, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, I'll be posting the YouTube link. Either in my bio or my story.
Oh, yeah.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And surely, let's look at some tourism attractions for you.
They've actually filmed Jurassic World in Malta and Game of Thrones. So it's going to be fun.
Right. Well, looking at this photo, I can see why you do Game of Thrones there.
Yeah, I'm not too sure of the history behind Malta, but I know there is quite a lot of history.
Oh, it's Europe. I assume they were taking
over. But it's like all castles and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a Hawaii of Europe.
Do you like swimming?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Do you like getting do you like getting married? Because it looks like it's a great place for weddings.
He proposed to a girl on here on Friday, actually.
Yes.
Wait, what?
No, I didn't. But soon.
Yeah. Soon? Oh, wow. Okay, who's the lucky lady?
My girlfriend.
Oh my god! What the fuck? That's not an answer. Here's some churches for you. Church of Our Lady of Victories. Maybe you should go there beforehand.
Oh yes. That's
you know, nice get some good victory.
Yes.
Ness.
Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Do you have Jesus on your side? Are you from a religious family?
I'm not from a religious family, but...
Well, don't worry. Jesus will accept you anyway.
Thank you.
Wow, they have a lot of churches.
Oh, wow.
I guess that's just Europe for you, right?
What is the main...
I would guess they're probably Catholics.
That's what I was assuming, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Gives me massive Barcelona vibes.
Yeah. It looks absolutely unreal, though, eh?
Yeah, it looks so nice.
It looks so cool.
Oh, my God, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And you were saying off air earlier, you're going to do a bit of tanning before you go, though.
Yeah, just very slightly, because I am a very
Nightlife?
White...
Nightlife? Here we
very
go.
Very white ring, you're a high man. So, I need
yeah,
some gradual...
you are quite white, aren't you?
Yeah, very.
Nightlife. Ooh,
oh, yes.
Casinos.
Yes, there is one.
Oh, whoa, a lot of casinos.
Oh. There is one club. I can't remember what it's called, but I've heard there's quite a parallel between Malta and Ibiza.
Really?
It's quite similar in that.
So, you're going to club and casinoing, lift a few bits of steel and then back clubbing and casino.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm saving this for after competition.
Tell me, Ben.Lift,
yes.
The power lifter, do
on
you
Instagram?
Like to party?
Oh, yeah, of course. Who
oh,
doesn't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
love...
your favourite rave activity, Ben?
Just, you know, vibing to drum and bass music.
Yes, oh, okay. Just vibing.
What's yours, Liam?
Vibing, obviously. Yes.
Mine's getting absolutely horsed.
At the stables.
Yeah, well, of course. I love getting horsed. Yeah, what can I say? Well, Ben, good luck.
Thank you.
Is there anything the Kiwis back home can do for you?
You could give my Instagram a follow if you like.
Ben.Lift.
That always helps to grow my page and...
You know what's quite impressive is if we Google your name,
yes.
Your Instagram is the first thing that comes up.
Not true.
It's very impressive.
Very impressive.
So there's not much we can do, really.
Oh, you can follow me, and if you're interested in, you know, taking your lifting to the next level, send me a DM and we can go from there as well.
Oh, yes, because he's a coach as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, so you would know some things.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, there you go, everyone. New Zealand athlete Ben Calder-Lee is off to Malta.
Yes, that's right.
Yay! On Saturday. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks
don't
for having
screw
me.
It up. And
oh, thanks.
If you embarrass...
New Zealand.
This nation.
You're not welcome back.
You aren't welcome back.
I'll just love a mortar.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame. That will be.
You